You are listening to Cosmic Fury SG Podcast. I'm Wan, and on the other line is Mr. Fias, the big boss.
I'm macam ping pong.
Alright, just a quick plug for the big boss, Mr. Fias. He has his own YouTube channel going on.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but I just need to have a clarification. You have two, right? So why? Why you got two channels?
Oh no, one channel is purely for like contents to upload, like, you know, all the funny comedic videos and whatnot. The other channel, I use it because I do a little bit of game review and all, so I have to take like video clips from my PS4. So they said from my PS4 they don't allow me to upload or save into a thumb drive. I don't know why, that kind of thing. So they allow me to upload on YouTube. So I use my other channel to upload all these things on YouTube lah. So I can just
more or less keep things organized lah.
Yeah, exactly.
I was wondering like, well, your other account kena hacked or what? So like suddenly why got two? So it's like,
no.
Yeah, but both channels I followed, so okay lah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and do you have anything against Yishun people?
My mother-in-law is from Yishun, Nick.
So I'm from Yishun.
I'll be very honest. Honestly, the only reason why I covered that topic is actually because of her. Because why? The thing is, because she works night shift. So every time during the night, like, you know, when I'm about to sleep and all, then she'll send me like articles about Yishun and all that kind of thing. And I was like,
oh, the one work at Wisteria, is it?
Ah, yes.
Ah, okay, right. okay.
Yeah. So she will be sending me all these like articles and whatnot. And honestly speaking, for my balls deep segment, right? Like a lot of things is all the topics that I get it from is actually from her.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, like now the next few topic that I'm gonna do, actually she gave me the idea. So yeah, I gotta give her a shout out and props for it. And my Make Yishun Great Again cap, right? I gave it to her. So she's proudly wearing it every single day in Yishun. So
yes. Okay, like because I watched that video you posted a little bit at work, and some of the work people know that I stay in Khatib. I mean still Yishun, but like whatever. So I don't know, like this type of people, they saw me watching your video and then asked me, hey, you see this video, you're not offended, you stay there, right? Like, why would I be offended? Like, why should I be offended? Obviously, you're my friend and you, and I know you're like, you're joking around. Like, why should I be offended? Like, I know the person is trying to insinuate like, you know, like you shouldn't getting jabs at memes and stuff like that. Like, to me, I've been staying here for nearly all my life, like 30 plus years of my life in Khatib, in Yishun. Like, it is because of the internet Yishun is famous. Like, if you want to talk about ghetto places, right? Let's talk about Chin Swee Road. Let's talk about old Outram area.
Yeah, exactly.
Then old Bedok, Clementi. So I guess like the thing is that I'm trying to address to that guy who asked me at work. Like, no. Fias is not offended by Yishun. Okay. Let's get this straight out of the picture. I'm not offended. So if you somehow found out about this channel, bruh. Don't try to start fire when there's nothing. There is a...
You know, the thing is, right? I actually, did research and all before I do all my shit. And the top four so-called danger places in Singapore, right? I mean, number one is Yishun, of course.
Yeah.
Number four is actually Bukit Batok. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, when I saw, like, Bukit Batok number four. Then after that, the rest all like, wow, safe. Then I think to myself, I say, Bukit Batok. Bukit Batok like got nothing only.
Yeah, people don't talk about the bodies being dumped in Bedok Reservoir last time.
Yeah, exactly. Remember Bedok Reservoir at one point in time, every single there was a body and all.
Yeah. And then the Woodlands, the maid inside the tank, the HDB that one.
Exactly. So the thing is, it's I guess when it comes to like this kind of thing and all, like just chill lah. It's just for comedic purpose.
You just enjoy, have a
good laugh, and that's it.
Yeah. Like, of course lah. I mean, it's not pleasant to hear cat killers in Yishun, this and that. Like, the guy who did it obviously has problems lah.
Yeah, obviously, so, yeah.
Like, I mean, that's unfortunate lah. He is associated by staying in Yishun lah. Like, so I guess this is like a so-called segue to the actual thing that we are going to talk about, which is the roast.
The roast.
Yes, that one is a staple. I think you should send me one clip of you saying that, then I edit, then make a real echo, like theater style, like echo.
Okay.
So there's a plan. So it's a segue for the roast. Like, for those who are easily offended, sorry.
We honestly don't give a shit.
So that's what the roast is designed for. Like, all our other contents on Cosmic Fury.
Yep.
Are structured, but on the roast.
Oh, talking about offended. I don't know whether you saw there was one episode. You know, remember when we did? By the way, we have another podcast channel called The Rockcast. So, we did one episode about the Dragon Force one.
Okay.
If you go to our YouTube channel for that particular episode, right? Somebody got triggered lah.
Oh, is it? I didn't know. I haven't seen the comment section for a while lah. Oh, really?
Somebody got fucking triggered, yeah. And the person went all out and said that, what? If you say Dragon Force is shit, Asylum is shit as well. Asylum is my band anyways. Yeah, Asylum is shit as well.
Oh, really?
Coming from a person that listens to all kinds of genre like power metal, everything to grindcore. I'm like,
I gotta find that comment.
Well, I actually replied in that. I can't remember, like, it was more of like siala chila, don't be triggered. Everybody entitled for their own opinion, right?
Oh, is it? Oh, okay, I gotta find it. Right. So
if, like I said, if anything that we do or say that make anyone triggered, you know, it's entertaining for us to talk about it. And if you are triggered, we honestly don't give a fuck. So, yeah.
So, the topic that we are gonna dive in for this, the roast, is that, Mr. Fias, do you remember the time when Avengers Endgame was coming out, and that point of time before the movie actually came out, there was like pre-sale tickets?
Yep.
Do you remember the amount of money that people were willing to spend?
Yeah, you know, I because I remember at that point of time, even I was one of those people that were like wanting to book like a go class is basically a more nicer thing to watch like in cinema, you know. Wanted to watch the Go Class with Sonam. So after that, we were looking at the tickets and all, you're like, yeah, so weird. Like the tickets and all so fast sold out and all that kind of thing. And it was like, I think 3 weeks before it. So I was telling myself, I said, cannot be so fast sold out. But so after that, so I decided to go online, you know, start looking around and all. And there were actually people going online, but they've already bought the tickets and they were selling it at $500 for a ticket.
Wait, is this normal tickets or Go Class tickets?
Normal tickets, Go Class tickets, everything.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Exactly. So after that, then I didn't know about this. So when I saw it, I was like, you know, it was just like the kind of thing. I just read it, then I'll forget about it. So one of my friend did it. Actually bought spent $200 buying, I think it was four tickets. for but your, him and his family.
But your friend offended, you don't care also, right?
I actually, when I found out that he might say you are fucking stupid, so yeah.
How much? Like how many tickets and how much?
5 tickets for $200.
Oh my god.
So per ticket, wait, 5, 200 per ticket, $40? Yep. You know, okay, here's the statistic. The so far, right, in our Singapore local cinema movie ticket pricing and all, right, the only one celebrity movie, the tickets are fucking expensive.
How much is it?
Our normal like cinema ticket will probably cost you about $10, right?
Between seven to fourteen, depending the day. And
this person's ticket can go from 18 to 20, if I'm not wrong.
And who is it?
Rajinikanth.
Oh God! Why you gotta involve him, Sian?
Because the thing is, you see, coming to. My friend paid $40 per ticket for 5 tickets to watch Avengers.
Okay.
Rajinikanth will be triggered, bro. His tickets is not the highest in history now. In Singapore now.
You know, he's a different dimension that you're talking about. Because like Rajinikanth is a different spectrum of badass.
Yeah. You know, you got your MCU Infinity War Endgame badass, right? Rajinikanth has his own cinematic universe of badassery. Is that what you want to call it?
You know, Avengers has Endgame. Rajinikanth is game over. So you cannot compare Rajinikanth and
Avengers. You take the gauntlet. You put on the gauntlet and you snap and everything turned to dust. Rajinikanth don't need to so troublesome. He just flip his shawl already, the whole world destroyed.
Avengers.
Beat that, Thanos.
Thanos snapped his finger, people disappear, it turned to dust.
But Rajinikanth is the only one that will walk towards him.
No, Rajinikanth snaps you.
It's like Chuck Norris, It's like Chuck Norris, when people say that, oh, you know, if a zombie bites Chuck Norris, like he turns into Chuck Norris, not a zombie. You know, kind of thing.
See, don't get me started on Rajinikanth jokes, man.
Rajinikanth. Minna.
Yeah, like seriously, do you ever wonder why Rajinikanth is not an astronaut?
Why?
You see what happened on Mars? There's no life. Because he was there. don't get me started, bro. So
I'm sorry to do this. There's a lot of Rajinikanth fan out there. I'm really sorry to do this, but you know the thing is, okay, I'll be very honest, in recent like the past 2-3 years, majority of I do watch Rajinikanth, but majority of his movies are actually good, and it's not like really over the top kind of thing. It's like really like stories about, you know, the toughness being in a slum or just a lot of stuff, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah,
but he has 2 movies that he released, there is a scar on his face. I should call it
iRobot.
Yeah, the iRobot one. And the part 2. The part 2. Do you see the part 2?
I can't remember whether I saw or not. But the thing, I guess part 1 that makes me remember it the most is because when I still working in Golden Village. That movie was when I was still working. I had to play it at Jurong Golden Village. So I had to see that movie for the entire of 2 months plus. You know how painful it is, not? Painful, bro.
No, but the thing is, here's the thing, the other day by accident, I came across the movie on TV. Like, there was like some special holiday or something, so they play it on TV. So I decided to take the risk and watch it. Okay, I'm just gonna describe one scene to you. This scene is basically that everybody using their phones, like their iPhones, their Samsungs, and everything. Right? The bad guy, the villain in the movie, right, all of a sudden created some weird shit, right, that sucks all the phone away from these people, and sucks it into like the sky and all that kind of thing and all that.
Okay.
And you know the phone, right? Everything got accumulated from all over the Indian people and all that. It morphed into a big bird.
Why?
And the big bird is like the evil creature in the movie.
Okay. Okay, wait. Slow down. So basically everyone was on their phone and the phone was snatched away. Okay, yeah, like the air.
Like the thing flew away from their hand into mid-air kind of thing.
Why bird?
It's like a evil falcon, they call it.
Man, let me gather my mind.
Okay, wait. I'll just look for the bird photo and send to you and tell you that it's actually all made of handphone.
It's a bit hard to process the stupidity that I just heard. So,
my god. If you have the time, just go check it out. Hey, you know who's the villain in the movie? No.
No.
Akshay Kumar.
These two cannot stay far apart together, I guess.
And got one scene, right? He actually morphs into a birdman.
Is this part two of iRobot? Are we still talking the same movie or is this a different movie?
Same movie.
Oh god.
It's just that the first one that you watched was part one and this is part two.
Already part one, I struggling, have to watch that fucking same thing. That, you know, that made it even more worse that we got the print directly from India, no? During that time.
Okay, I send you the photo. Just have a look.
This.
And you, if you close in, right, you see the bird texture, right? That's all cell phone.
This angry bird is made out of handphones.
Yeah.
Go and die lah. So
yeah, anyways.
For the iRobot, like I said, I was working still at Jurong Point, and we received the print directly from India. So that time we were still using the film. We haven't so-called upgraded to the hard disk and digital and all that. So we got it straight from India and the print was moldy. It was greasy. I don't know what the fuck happened to the print. And
greasy?
Yeah, it was greasy.
They probably ship it out during lunch.
I don't know, man. I don't know if it's curry sauce residue. I don't know what the fuck is it. Like, it was greasy. It was moldy. It was, I don't know what kind of dust particles was on it. And the thing is that before we need to set up the print, before it's like into one piece, it gives us in cans. Sometimes like one movie, depending on how long, sometimes we get like 5 cans or 6 cans and then we take them out and then we have to reassemble them back. And throughout the entire process, my hands was so much gunk just because of that fucking 3 hours movie. I was like, what the hell did they do on this film? How... What is it like? And I tell you, the amount of fans that went, I don't know, I'm just guessing, it's like a 70-30 kind of ratio, like 70 Bangla, 30 local Indian folks from Singapore. And I know every time that Ranjit Khan, his name appears on iRobot, like, you know, like when the movie starts and then they like show off like the actor's name, whenever his name appears, they'll be like cheering and throwing 50 cents on the screen.
Yeah, they will throw 50 cents, they will throw flower, they will throw.
So right now, Fias, you just sent me a picture of an abomination of what the fuck am I looking at?
This is Akshay Kumar in when before he morphed into the Birdman, he's the all the cell phone will shape into him and appear, I guess. Yep.
Well, I would definitely say that both of his eyes and his mouth has one smartphone chun chun nicely pasted on his face.
Yep.
And one for his forehead. Painful, but still, even for avid fans of Ranjit Khan, would you pay hundreds of dollars to see his movie? $18 is still reasonable, lah.
$18 is still okay, lah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I still wouldn't.
Let me put into context of why this topic was chosen for the roast. Last time when like comic superhero genre or comic genre movies first came out, all I hear from people who saw me like liking the stuff or watching the movies hey, why you like to watch this budak-budak show? That was many years ago. And I know a few friends also being ridiculed about, you know, like, just why I cannot be fans of this type of movie, man. And now people in Singapore, I don't know, I don't know about like other parts of the world. Oh god. Stop sending this bird, man. It looks like shit. He has chicken wings for wings, man.
Yeah. So that's the bird, man.
So now with the Marvel Cinematic Universe at its peak, people willing to spend $200, $500. I don't know. I think I've heard 1,000 also have.
Yeah, probably.
For about 3 hours plus. Was it 3 hours? I think 3 hours plus of a movie.
Yep.
One time watch.
Yep.
And that's it. You know, you give me that money, right? I would rather take that money. I go with my friend, we go eat at Carousel.
Yeah, exactly.
We go eat at Straits Kitchen.
Yep.
Yeah.
But and, people just won't learn.
Yeah, And I'm just roasting for, of course, it's your money. You can do whatever you like with your Yeah, but I'm going out for those people. If you're offended, then that's too bad. That's my opinion about it. So I'm going out for those people because I know that I know a few who have said the same things to me. But now they're like, hey, we are into this movie thing. It's power. But I know what you said to me all those years ago. I remember what you said to me.
I also know a few people who are like that as well.
And they cannot shut their mouth, you know, like who are riding on a bandwagon. By no means, anybody's listening, by no means me and Fias are riding the high horse. No, we are not riding the high horse because we are going for those people who specifically behave in such a way, and we know and we remember it. Yep. To us personally, or you know, to individually to me, or individually to Fias. And they are cashing in on that, you know, bandwagon of like, oh, this is cool. It's cool to like this. Yeah, of course it's cool to like. But I remember what you said to me all those years ago.
Yep.
and seeing like your friends, and I know my work friends, they know of their like maybe their cousins or friends or something of their friends like spending that amount of money. I was like, yeah, again, it's your money. You can do whatever you want with it, but it's what's the return? You spend a few hundred dollars. Some people even willing to spend like one ticket, a few hundred. No? Mm-hmm. And you watch a movie 3 hours plus, and a few months down the line, you can actually get it on download for free.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the worth?
Like now, Avengers Endgame is online for free.
Yeah, it's online. You can stream it. You can pay maybe like $5 maybe on iTunes. You can get Blu-ray, or you can even fucking download high quality ones. And to imagine you actually spend that amount of money on a one-time viewing, and okay, if you were to tell me, right, if you spend that amount of money, and you do Avengers marathon or Marvel Cinematic marathon, like that spends about like 10 years worth, and that's like fucking, you need at least a whole day, you know, to binge watch the entire cinematic universe selected, like how they did for Infinity War, I think, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah.
If you did, if you spend that amount of money, you did that. Okay. I guess there's a little worth to that. You know, you spend more money than you spend two people's worth of tickets if you were to spend on Golden Village Gold Class and Cathay Platinum.
Yeah, exactly.
You spend less than 100. Yeah, going recently, another topic which we're gonna talk about later, like I spent together with Ada on watching Cathay Platinum. That's about 70 plus. We got the most comfortable chair. I think that's the first time I ever watched a movie on that chair. What's that chair? Recliner chair, is it?
Recliner.
Recliner chair, and then getting food services, people sending food to you. Instead of you buying stuff, they really send to your recliner chair, table lah. Did you get that by spending $500 on a single ticket on one time viewing?
I don't think so, bro. Not at all.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you know, like you know what we are saying, like what you say, like, it's your money. You know, thing. But, like I said, just it's not worth it, you know what I mean? And no matter how amazing the movie, no matter how hype, no matter how it can don't even be a movie, it can be like anything, like a product, or you know, like all the iPhones and whatnot. No matter how hyped it is, right, at the end of the day, right, if you think about it, right, just wait a couple of months, everything will just be back to normal, like I mean you look at Shake Shack that opened up in Singapore. Like when it first opened up, like, wow, fuck, the queue, you know, like
3 hours.
I don't know how many hours and all the kind of thing. Now, nobody gives a shit, You can go there for 10, 15 minutes, you can buy something ready.
Yeah, because at the end, it's just a normal burger. It just, you know, it just tastes a little bit different, but it's just a burger.
Oh, by the way, for those people who think that Singapore Shake Shack is fucking good, right? Y'all haven't tasted Japan Shake Shack, so you don't know anything yet.
they're like Jon Snow, they know nothing.
Yeah, they know nothing, exactly. Because the thing is, sorry we sidetracked a lot. I actually went with Sonam to try the Singapore Shake Shack. And when I tried it and all, I just looked at her and said, no, it's good, the one we had in Tokyo.
Yeah,
and the one that we had in Tokyo, it was just opposite our hotel, and we only had to queue for one, two minutes and Sultan. So,
that is like a waking up burger.
Yep.
Hey, you lunch, want to eat a burger?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we want to go supper, burger.
Burger, yep. Exactly. So, I mean, the thing is, like my whole point is, if you want to spend, that big amount of money and all, like on just purely a movie, or I mean even concert tickets, like, you know, I've heard like many years ago, I used to go for, I remember there was this when Prodigy first came to Singapore to perform and all. So a friend of mine actually said that, couldn't get tickets and all. And they were selling it on like eBay and all for like $500, $600 to even $1,000. And actually people went to go buy it, no? Then the next thing you know, right, I wanted to go to the show. I remember I wanted to go, but tickets were sold out and all, so we couldn't get tickets. And one of my friends went online randomly. Then he just found this guy. He's like, I last minute, I cannot make it. He sold the tickets to her for $60 for two tickets, which is way cheaper than the original price.
Good grief, oh my God.
So after that, so it's this kind of thing, like it's pure stupidity, like for you to wanting to do this kind of thing.
Correct. The keyword is stupid. Okay, let's since you put out the concert thing, let's put it in perspective. The band and the movie. The band comes to Singapore like once every few blue moons. And what you see definitely is not gonna come out on unless somebody go and record the whole thing on YouTube and you somehow can find then. But the quality, of course, is not the same because the experience between you watching it yourself in your brain is not the same as you watching on YouTube. Yep. It's not the same. And you're watching and you're paying that. Okay, let's put prices in comparison, and maybe the price is about the same. Like so called, put it is like the same. And then you watch a movie. A few months down later, you got Blu-ray download streaming. Yep. Costless, and you don't get anything out of it. That's all I'm saying is that if you spend that amount of money, if you spend that amount of money, let's say you spend $500 on a movie, you know that extra money, you can actually buy like actual tangible figures like hot toys or any other collectibles.
Exactly.
One whole fucking set, no?
Yeah.
Like $500 can get you about two Iron Man figures, considering which series you're buying. You can get those.
But the thing is, they're not interested in those. They just want to go watch the movie and that's it.
Precisely my point.
Like what you say, like basically they don't really fans like us, like when you speak to us, you know that we are fans, we know going on, we know what everything and all. To them, you ask them, you're like, oh no, this movie very good, very good. What is good about the movie? Oh no, very good. The opening,
Please tell me, elaborate, please tell me.
Yeah. After that, then the next thing you know, right, they will, when you ask them, I say, when you're watching the movie, right, I can seriously guarantee you this, but when you're watching the movie, they'll be like, actually, how come the thing, like,
yeah, plenty of times.
Like, shut the fuck up and just watch. You already pay so much money for it. Just shut up and watch.
I don't know. The thing can be, the topic can be stretched out so much for this segment on the road. It's just that I've been wanting to talk about this for quite a while, ever since Endgame. Because, I've been hearing from work friends, like our usual friends from you, and seeing articles and then seeing people post on Facebook and all that, why are these people so stupid? Why are you so stupid? How do you justify something like that for that kind of value? Why are you so stupid?
Yeah, exactly.
How do they justify something to be costing that amount? Wow, piang eh. And then and it triggers me the most is that they bought the ticket and they show off, hey, I got opening day, hey, fuck you lah. Fuck you, understand? sure lah, you get the opening day.
Yeah.
You don't have to tell me you spend that amount of money and then the next few months you say, hey, a bit tight lah. Fuck you lah. Fuck you, okay.
Typicals, yeah.
You got money to spend on a movie. Okay, it's not a silly movie, but we love the movie, that's what it is. And then you tell me you got not enough for the rest of the month. Of course lah, you so stupid, you spend on a movie and then you got not enough, like, where your brain, man?
Yeah.
Oh god. Oh my goodness.
Oh man. It's like I say, it's their own thing lah. At the end of the day, it's really, my god, I don't know how to, I just don't know what to say about them.
Yeah. The
worst thing is, right, like what you say, once they get the ticket, they'll be like, oh yeah, I got this, I got that, you know. Then you will probably just sit down there like, wow, you are so fucking stupid, yeah. Because the day that, let's say on the first day, first show or whatsoever that he gets to watch, 2 weeks later, we are watching the same show and we are paying how much?
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then I don't know, this thing does remind me and triggers me about the time when I was at Kinokuniya.
Mm-hmm.
Browsing through the comic section. So this memory triggers me still today. There was this lady and her quite young son, I think about like 9 or 10 years old, like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they were also at the comic section. So this lady, the son was obviously intrigued, because like comic covers are quite colorful. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then the mom told the son, like, hey boy, you don't read all this, this one not educative, or along the lines of like something not intelligent, that's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't care, what does that mean? So what, comic stuff is not for intelligent people? What? I don't know, to feel offended or what, like, hey, I'm standing like right here. So these are the type of people, I guess, that I think all those years like talked down on comic as a whole, as a medium.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly when the hype is up at its peak and willing to spend that much money, like fuck you guys, man. So I guess for this segment of the rose is that sting people mostly, and their stupidity to not able to justify what is worth their money.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately some of them are friends, family members. No, I so far lucky, so far I haven't tekan any family member yet. So
yeah, haven't yet. So far family members are fine.
So if I ever find out, kamu kenal kan? So yeah lah, like again, if you have the money, you can actually do whatever you want. But if we find out that you are doing something, of course you will get an open opinion on the matter.
Mm-hmm.
And for movies, I don't know whether if I want to say for fears, but I guess like my opinion on it is like, if a movie is out, you jolly well need to know that the movie can be available later on down the line, and it can be found easily if you choose to.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you want to spend that amount of money and you get more value out of it, like, you know, like you think the star, like, you know, like one-to-one grid meet signature, yada yada. Mm-hmm. I guess that's something tangible you can bring back. But so yeah lah, like let's see, what's the next big movie,
I think what's the next big one after this?
I think most of the next big ones will be on Disney Plus, but mostly focusing on TV series, because I've seen articles where they say they are pumping about 150 million per show for each TV series for Disney Plus. So for Star Wars, movie wise, I don't think people, we shall see lah if people are still stupid or not. So
I think someone come up to you and say, hey, I just spent $100 on 2 tickets for Star Wars.
Unfriend. Immediate.
So yeah, basically to conclude this, we just want to say that to those people who spend unnecessary money on this kind of like movie tickets and all, fuck you lah. Do yeah. something better with your money lah, please. Yeah.
Fuck you, understand. Buy insurance.
Yeah, buy insurance for fuck's sake. Next thing you know, you spend $100, then you ask go insurance. No, oh hey, fine, don't need I go MediSave, fuck you.
Fuck you, understand. Alright, pretty much that's it for the roast. You have heard us ranting on people's stupidity. So if you are offended, like we said,
we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, so sorry, yeah.
Yep.
So pretty much that's it. I'm one and on the other line is Mr. Fierce, the big boss. We are Cosmic Fury SG. Setting off.
Yo.